President Trump fires the acting attorney general for defying immigration orders. The highly anticipated announcement for Supreme Court nominee happens today, and you can watch it live. Transgender children are now welcome in the Boy Scouts, and a Girl Scout sells more than 15,000 cookies thanks to a popular podcast. Parents compete for prizes in our segment of the day, Would You Rather, plus daily deals from Nike, Best Buy, and Keurig. This is Morning Mom Minute.
Rise and shine, parents, it's time to start your day. If you're feeling lost and out of touch, we'll help you find your way. We know there's lots of things to do, but take a moment just for you. You'll feel as good as new. It's the Morning Mom Minute.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Morning Mom Minute. I'm Sunny. I'm a mom with four kids, ages six and under, and that includes a set of twins. I'm your host. I'm also the owner of New Mommy Media. So if you haven't checked out our other shows, please do so. We have five other podcasts. Everything is focused on pregnancy through preschool, and we pretty much cover every single topic. You can check us out at newmommymedia.com. So let's get going. Today is Tuesday, January 31st, 2017. It is the last day of January. On this day in 1851, Gale Borden, he was a native New Yorker, he announced the invention of condensed milk. He actually made a whole company from it. So if you're a big fan of desserts, you gotta love your condensed milk, right? In 1865, Congress passed the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery in America. That happened at the end of the Civil War, and it was championed by President Abraham Lincoln. In 1905, the first automobile clocked in at going over 100 miles per hour. In fact, it reached 104 miles per hour. It was driven by a Brit, happened down in Florida in the Daytona Beach area. And if you're wondering the make and model of the car, it was a 90 horsepower Napier. In 1930, the company 3M introduced Scotch tape. They have also introduced us to Post-it notes, which we probably all have in our house, right? In 2010, Avatar became the first film to gross over $2 billion worldwide. Now, since then, Titanic and Star Wars The Force Awakens have also earned that much at the box office. Today is Backwards Day, and oh my goodness, there's nothing more embarrassing than picking your son up from school and realizing his shirt was on backward the entire day. And I'm talking about a shirt with writing on it. Like, I didn't even catch it at the beginning part of the day. But apparently, today you can wear your shirt backwards. It's also Eat Brussels Sprouts Day, as well as Hot Chocolate Day. I think I like Hot Chocolate Day a little bit better. And the number of the day is 120. It's the number of footballs used during the Super Bowl.
Birthday shoutouts.
When you're having a birthday, parents, we would love to hear about it and perhaps share in your special day with you. So be sure to let us know on our Facebook page. Here's a look at some celebrities having birthdays today. Jonathan Banks turned 70. Now, Jonathan is an actor who's known for Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. He plays Mike, which is Saul's right-hand man. Minnie Driver turns 47 today. You know her from Good Will Hunting. Portia de Rossi from Arrested Development is 44. Of course, she's Ellen DeGeneres' wife as well. Kerry Washington from Scandal. You guys watching Scandal? Just came back on TV. She's 40 today, the big 4-0. It's kind of scary how closely that storyline is following current politics, isn't it? Justin Timberlake is 36 today. Oh, he's a baby. And Marcus Mumford, who is the lead vocalist from Mumford & Sons, is 30, and I looked it up. He actually doesn't have any sons, but he does have a daughter, and her name is Evelyn.
No more time to watch the news. Here's what you've missed while parenting.
Well, we have more news on the immigration front as protests continue today. President Trump is shaking things up at the Attorney General's office by firing the acting U.S. Attorney General, Sally Yates, an Obama appointee. In a letter to the Justice Department, Yates refused to defend Trump's executive order, which temporarily bans immigrants from seven Muslim-majority countries. The White House says Yates betrayed the Department of Justice. She was quickly replaced by the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, who rescinded Yates' statement, saying he will defend and enforce the law. Trump's top pick for Attorney General Jeff Sessions is expected to be confirmed as early as today. Well, it's been highly anticipated, but tonight President Trump will formally announce his Supreme Court nominee. He will make the announcement live from the Oval Office at 7 p.m. Eastern. This comes 1 year after the death of Justice Scalia, which left the Supreme Court shorthanded. Trump's nominee will face intense opposition from Senate Democrats and liberal interest groups, which have already scheduled a 9 p.m. protest at the Supreme Court to follow this announcement. The man accused of opening fire at a Quebec City mosque has been charged with 6 counts of first-degree murder. He has been identified as 27-year-old Alexandra Bigenette, a student at a nearby university. Bigenette was also charged with 5 counts of attempted murder. Now, a second man was initially considered a suspect, but authorities now believe he was a witness. The Boy Scouts will allow transgender children into their programs. The organization says the gender of the child is now based on what's listed on the application as opposed to the birth certificate. Boy Scouts of America leaders lifted a blanket ban on gay troop leaders and employees in July 2015, and in 2013, they allowed openly gay youth as scouts. The National Girl Scouts Association, which is not affiliated with the Boy Scouts, has accepted transgender members for years. A Pennsylvania nanny is being praised this morning for donating part of her liver to the 16-month-old toddler she cares for. This is a great story. Kirsten, who's only 22 years old, only knew the family for about 3 weeks before she learned that the daughter had a serious disease that would be fatal without a liver transplant. Well, the surgery was done in about 14 hours, and both Kirsten and the child are doing well. A Girl Scout sells more than 15,000 cookie boxes. This is a sixth grader, Charlotte. She has sold more than 15,000, in fact, 15,300, probably more by today, boxes of those yummy Girl Scout cookies. So how did she do it? Well, she wrote a letter rating each of her cookies from 1 to 10 and describing their respective flaws. So not just the good stuff, the bad stuff too. Charlotte's letter gained a global audience when Mike Rowe, remember him from Dirty Jobs? Well, he read it aloud in a video posted to his Facebook page. Charlotte's dad is a producer and writer on Rowe's podcast, The Way I Heard It. We'll be right back with our segment of the day. That sound means it is time for our segment of the day, and today we're playing Would You Rather, and we're also going to give away a prize to the winner, whoever has the best response. Now, what's the winner going to get? You're going to get a $25 gift card to Copper Pearl. So Copper Pearl is a one-stop shop for premium, trendy, and unique baby products. I love their site. They have baby bibs, multi-use covers, hooded towels, blankets, crib sheets, pretty much anything you could want. Another thing I love is that it was started by 2 stay-at-home moms, and you know how much I love working with parent entrepreneurs, right? All right, so let's get to the question. Would you rather A, help a child with head lice, or B, help a child with a stomach bug? Now, I thought this was going to be a tough question to answer. I thought we'd have people on both sides of it, like, oh, I'd prefer to do head lice, or oh, I'd prefer the stomach bug. But no, you overwhelmingly, in fact, I didn't get a single person that said head lice. You all said you would rather deal with the stomach bug. And I have a little theory on that. See, most of us have had to deal with the stomach bug, but not everyone has had to deal with lice. Plus the whole creepy crawly effect. I don't know. You see pictures of lice and it's just really, really gross. I've unfortunately had to deal with both. So not with my kids. I had lice in 2nd grade. Very, very embarrassing and kind of painful too. Those metal combs you got to drag through your hair. Ugh. So here are some of my favorite responses from those of you that said stomach bug all the way. Katie says, I would help the child with the stomach bug. We all know how terrible stomach bugs are, but they are usually short-lived and easy to get rid of. Very true. Allison says, I'd help a child with the stomach bug. You get to cuddle with the cutie while you have lots of picking and sanitizing work to do for lice. Dominique says, I would rather deal with a stomach bug. Real bugs freak me out. Ah! I left the house for hours when I saw a spider. Oh, dear. Colette says, stomach bug. The stomach flu is fairly easy to clean up, just very messy and stinky, but washable. My one son had lice 3 times, and the last time was with long hair, and it came back twice. Even with proper treatment, lice can still sneak back into your house and on your kids. Okay, I'm totally freaked out right now. And Krista says, stomach bug, hands down. Lice makes me itch just thinking about it. Whew, okay. Are we all done itching now? All right. I think the winner of the $25 gift card to Copper Pearl goes to Colette. It has to go to the mom that's personally experienced lice not once, not twice, but three times. So Colette, reach out to us through Facebook or send us an email and we'll send you your promo code. Of course, everybody on the show is a winner, not just Colette. That's because Copper Pearl is offering a 10% discount off their entire store. All you have to do is use our special promo code MorningMom10. So be sure to check them out.
It's that time again. It's time for Daily Deals.
Are you looking to save some money? Well, that's what this segment is all about. I comb through the various deals that I see. I'm part of a bunch of different websites and I get a bunch of different emails sent to me every day. And I try to pick out the ones I think are good for parents. So if you're a company out there and you have a product you think parents would like, let me know and I'll promote it on the show and also put it up on our website. The first deal is from Nike, and they are offering an extra 20% off the clearance items on their website. You do need a special promo code for this, and it expires February 2nd. Best Buy has a deal going on right now. You can get 20% off one regular priced small appliance, so toasters and things of that sort. It does have a promo code. It expires February 4th. And finally, Keurig, if you're a big coffee fan, they're having a sale right now. You can save 25% off select boxes of pods. Pods are little things that go in the coffee maker. I checked out the website, and they are offering the big companies. So the Starbucks and the Green Mountain and the Dunkin' Donuts, those are the things that are going on sale. You do need a special promo code, so be sure to check out our website at newmommymedia.com. Click on deals and you will see the direct links and promo codes for everything we talked about today. Thanks everyone for joining me this morning. I do appreciate your time. Please listen every morning. The easiest way to do that is to subscribe to the show through iTunes. And that way all of our new episodes every weekday, well, those are automatically downloaded for you to your device or to your computer. Also, follow Morning Mom Minute on Facebook. That's where we post tomorrow's segments. So you can win all these great prizes that we're giving away, right? We also have some great parent pick-me-ups for you throughout the day. For more great podcasts focused on parenting and families, check out the Pod Network at parentsondemand.com. Have a great day today. We'll see you back here on Wednesday.